Hey, happy day. I used to fly about probably every third day. I was in a plane going somewhere because I have a lot of property and a lot of businesses in a lot of different places, but I haven't flown now for 2 months. So I thought I'd try just yesterday, and I got to tell you what a painful experience. Years ago, one of the times when I was rich, I had a Learjet. It's time again, and I'm actually going to go out and buy another plane. I decided because this is horrible. Have a look at this cute little guy here. I got on the plane finally yesterday. What an experience. Me and eight of my closest friends. The thing was virtually empty, but what a challenge. The airport was empty when I got there. They took my temperature. Zap, they put something up close to my forehead. I've never seen one of those animals before. And then they asked me all of these questions. I thought I had to take my shirt off soon and have a medical, right? And then I got on board, and there's no more coffee or snacks or anything, of course, because you have a mask on, you can't breathe. You feel like you need a ventilator by the time you get there. And when I got there yesterday, being Vancouver, the airport, have a look at the Vancouver airport. Millions of people live around there and in the city and close to it, right? And people fly in or used to fly in from all over the world. Things are changing. Wow, have they ever changed? But they're changing also. Even to get out of Vancouver in the airport. There was me and a couple of other people in the Nexus line. They didn't even have it open. What's the point? And so there we were, all of us trying to get on a plane. Hardly any of us again. And I went in the morning, came back at night. Very different. Air travel will likely be very bad for a very long time. And when it gets to be, call it good or better, probably it'll never quite be the same. Probably everything will be much slower. The baggage handlers now, even the checked baggage and even the carry-on baggage, of course, other people might come in contact with it. Everything is now going to have to be wiped and swiped and so on. And American airports will likely also add the temperature. I'm talking about the Canadian ones so far that have the temperatures thingamadoo added. American airports likely are soon. And the middle seats say goodbye to that and so many other things. So it becomes onerous. So y'all want to fly, phone me and you can get on my plane with me. Maybe not. Once upon a time, there was a preacher. He was very spiritual. He didn't fly. Or maybe he almost did. It came with the position to be spiritual, part of the job description. One day he was hiking in the mountains and he slipped and he was hanging by his fingers over a 1,000-foot drop. It was a Grand Canyon. He looked down, there's nothing there, just absolutely nothing. So he looked up and he said, "God, God, help me." And a loud voice spoke, "Do you have faith?" Preacher said, Yes, I have faith." "Let go then, let go." And the preacher, he looked for a minute and then he looked down and then he looked up and he said, "Is there anyone else there I can talk to?" Hey, good sales on that guy. Just say, and more coming here. You got hotel rooms, taxpayers, people that own the hotels. You got California, San Francisco. You got crazy. Have you got the vision yet? The optics are a whole bunch of nuts walking around. People are going up to other people saying, "Hey, you want a hotel room? Give it to me. Give me the keys. I'm going to put homeless people in there, and particularly the ones that are hooked on cocaine and or alcohol, and we're going to provide everything, or supply rather, everything to them free, and they can isolate better. We need them comfortable. We need them happy. And when you get your hotel back, it won't be worth very much. And who cares about you? Ah, oh boy. And then you have the prime estate government. I'm jumping. Can you keep up? I think so. You have the prime estate in Canada. Every week the government gets bigger and bigger. You got new programs, gigantic deficit, massive money printing. The prime estate acts like he's got a savings account for the country, right? They don't. They just print and create false stuff. When you really think about it, every country in the world says that they're borrowing money. Who lends money? Is there one country that has a bunch of money to lend to the other countries? No, that's just not the way it is. They talk silly because they print, always printing. Online censorship, firearms ban, invasion of a privacy. You know what? And the firearms thing is the biggest thing that makes me crazy when I think of it because, well, firstly, in Canada, there's about 10 million guns, right? So let's think about that. 10 million guns. Forget the word gun. It's 10 million pieces of property that are owned by honest citizens that haven't done anything bad, and their property hasn't done anything bad. And the government came along and said, "It's now illegal to have that property, and what isn't illegal soon will be, and we're going to take it, and if we ever buy it from you, we'll use your money to pay you," right? You got all that? So now swing back to premiers, premiers of a province. Kenny in Alberta, Ford in Ontario. their handling of this has been, hey, that's not very nice. What they need to say is, let's go to Alberta. There's about about 2 million. There's 4 million people that live in Alberta. There's about 2 million firearms there, more or less. So call it two. And the premier says, that's not nice, Mr. Prime Minister. He needs to say, hang on, 2 million pieces of property are owned by my citizens, and you're coming in with all the laws to impact and affect them? Not so fast. He should have a new law in place to offset and push back to the federal law within an hour or two. He should call an emergency building. Instead, he goes, that's not very nice. This is bad. You need somebody locally to push and make it work. Look after your citizens, for heaven's sakes. What is wrong with these people? Bah, 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 bah. The other day I watched the movie, it was on television, Independence Day with Will Smith. Kind of a neat show, I'd seen it before, but all the aliens and the big spaceships, and it occurred to me, in my world, I've had floods, fires, mosquitoes, lots of them. Killer bees, not yet, but maybe. Aliens, they're next. They got to be coming soon, right? I mean, what else is there to do? I mean, lastly, I got a last thing here in my rant today. The Alberta government, got to go back to them. That Kenny, he makes me crazy. He says he's a conservative and he's all bark and he's no bite, he's all hat, he's no cattle. Wise up, become a conservative. He says, now I created 3,000 new jobs. I've accelerated the highway safety work across the province. What that means is he's created new jobs by the government going out and hiring, or going to hire 3,000 new people. That's not what you do. That's kind of like Trudeau, the Prime Minister, saying, you want more money, I'll print more. And he implies that he has it in the savings account. Not so bad. It is so bad. I mean, it's just not accurate stuff. They just continue being themselves. People are not under tax. The government is overfed. Ronald Reagan, people should pay attention, watch some of his old shows on YouTube, and then go and really push your elected members of parliament, your congressmen, your senators. I mean, it's us against them, and they're winning, and we got to win. We got to push. Happy day. Y'all come back. See ya.